This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Thanks to the profound commitment of our citizens, we've flattened the curve and countless American lives have been saved. Our country is now in the next stage of the battle, a very safe, phased, and gradual reopening. It's a reopening of our country. Who would have ever thought we were going to be saying that? A reopening, reopening.
And this is not any mismanagement by the states. If anything, the mismanagement has been on behalf of the federal government. And that's where the mismanagement has gone back decades.
A tale of two different points of view. First, the president, he's in Arizona. He was at the reopening of an Arizona mask factory, talking about who would think we'd use the word reopen, while the governor of New York is very cautious about what's happening there and talks about stages and concerns they still have in New York and the fight with the feds. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. This is the road we're on, Pandemic Highway, and it has lots of twists and curves, and boy, are we not all anxious to just go in one direction. And of course, with proper social distancing. But it's been a crazy, I think, 4 or 5 days. And it is about being stuck in what we're calling Groundhog Day, but yet being concerned about reopening. Half the people you know say, let's go. This is ridiculous. You're trampling on our rights. And we know we've seen protesters. We need to make a living. That's the way it is. We got to get some money in here or we're not going to have any bread anywhere for anyone. And we're going to be living on the street. Then you have other people who say, yeah, we're squeezed, but let everybody else be the guinea pigs because I don't feel confident going bowling and getting my hair cut. And then, oh yeah, going out to dinner, even with social distancing. And then we keep hearing about different numbers. Numbers that don't add up. Numbers that show 3,000 people a day can die in May. And then what happens in June when we get to June? I think it's more like we are in a trailer on a movie lot. Only we're not there for all the perks and for everyone to fall all over us and tell us how great we are and to have our pockets lined with gold. We're trapped where it's, do I leave because I'm tired of staying in this one position? I'm tired of being here in this apartment, this condo, this tiny house, this trailer, this car, this tent, this wherever I am. I need to get moving, and I need to have my life move. I need to have a purpose. And see, that's the other part of this that often doesn't get mentioned. It's, yes, about making the money to feed you, the family, whoever it is in your world, even if it's just yourself. It's about having that purpose. And even if you are having the purpose from home, for so many, it doesn't feel the same because you're not used to working at home and separating your work life from your home life. Always at the top, we start with the number who have died, the number who have recovered, and how many confirmed cases that we have up to the moment. 71,921 people have died in the United States of America. 164 have recovered. Confirmed cases, 123 million. You know how many confirmed worldwide? 257,000 deaths, if we look at that total. You heard Governor Cuomo, and of course, going back and forth with so much with the federal government. And in New York, another 230 deaths. That brings the total to 19,415 people that have died in the state of New York. So much of that centered around the island of Manhattan, Brooklyn, the boroughs there on the island, or the different boroughs versus in other parts of New York, although there are deaths in other parts of New York, too. If we rewind the clock to the beginning of the year, who would think it? But I don't believe in going back in time. It's about moving forward. And so many of you have sent to me, through the miracle of Al Gore's internet, your thoughts on moving forward. Because I always say it's about refocusing, reimagining, reinventing. What can you do to reboot whatever is happening in your life? Because it doesn't do any good to lust for what happened in the past. Remember, some people were hitting home runs. Other people were hitting some pretty good singles and doubles. I'm using a baseball analogy. Even a couple triples. And it looked like, oh, we're almost there, the business finally, and then poof. In an instant, it's all gone. And then we debate religiously life versus living and making a living. Life, as we know it, has changed. So meaning the meaning of life, that purpose, all of that, that's gotten mashed up because of it. So what are the questions we constantly hear? What is the latest on the vaccine? What is the latest on getting tested? What do we not know about this virus? And what do we know about reopening as so many states are weighing their options? I saw a poll. I am the poll princess. I saw a poll, and the poll was about how do you feel about eating out, going shopping in shopping malls and that kind of stuff now that the restrictions are being lifted. And about half the states have eased restrictions on businesses. But I think Americans, many are uneasy about heading into malls and heading into restaurants. Making trips to grocery stores is one thing. 56% in the Washington Post University of Maryland poll said, yeah, I'm comfortable doing that, 56%. 67% say they would be uncomfortable shopping at a retail clothing store. 78% uncomfortable eating at a sit-down restaurant. Now, people in states with looser restrictions have the same levels of discomfort. So we're seeing that there's similarities in those people that are taking the polls. It's one thing about the grocery store. Woof, we're totally on board now. But shopping for clothes? Are you kidding? Eating in a restaurant especially, the uncomfortable there is pretty high. So where do we go from here? How do we finally get to that point where there is more comfort? And listening to the challenges of the coronavirus would make your head spin. And we know we're following this every step along the way. And you know what's interesting about this? You know who gets the highest, by the way, poll ratings as far as approval ratings? Dr. Anthony Fauci, who is not running for president, who is not running for any political office, but he gets positive ratings, 74%, bipartisan appeal, baby, for Fauci. Although I know some people that are not crazy about him and others that worship everything that he says. Isn't it interesting? A long way to go. We've just scratched the surface. Lots happening down the road on this show, including the man cave. What about sports?
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In the middle of a crisis, now is the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity. In pursuing my dreams, I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea builds the red corpuscles in our blood, which bring oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves, and cancer dies in oxygen. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
All right, we start with Joe without further ado because we got so many people to get to. Joe says, yo, Kate Delaney, I got to tell you, you talk about the airline industry and it really has cratered, to use your terminology. I am in the biz and, of course, I have been furloughed. Who knows what the future will bring, because I think people are going to be slow to go back to traveling. You said it, our planes are all parked pretty much in the desert, and I'm curious to see what will happen post-pandemic and how soon it will be before we really have more Americans who feel confident in flying, although I know from our end of it, there are going to be some pretty big restrictions that are going to be heaped on the passengers to keep them safe, and I do feel good about that, but I worry about the amount of people who will go back to traveling, and when will that happen? Yeah, you know, I don't like because I was in the middle of 9/11, but I like the comparisons, people trying to compare 9/11 to the pandemic. And because I was in the middle of 9/11, I'm going to tell you, there's not as many comparisons as you think. Number one, flying was very strange in the beginning. I would get on a flight and there would be like five of us, but that didn't last very long. And then people were back in the air. And you could see there were more people that were getting it together and flying, and certainly business-wise. But we weren't in the middle of a pandemic and worried about somebody coughing on us that sat next to us on a plane or in a lounge or at a restaurant or in the bathroom or any other place near us, or touching something that someone with COVID-19 touched by accident, because we have no clue. So these are very, very different circumstances, except for that there is that weird standstill, but it's continued, of course, much longer than 9/11, which was incredibly sad in New York, which is where I was, New York, New Jersey area, and going into the city was really ominous in the beginning of what happened. And I think that it will be a slow roll to travel, although I could be wrong. I mean, there's people that are, you know, ready, willing, and able to pull the trigger on going someplace exciting, but you can't really do that right now. That's the other part of this. And, you know, you think of the travel industry, and then it's interesting because I get that about the airlines, and then I get this one from Malcolm, who says, Kate, I've never emailed your show before, but I listen a couple of times a week. I like the fact that you talk about a variety of things, honestly, because I hear the same stuff over and over again during the day. I do like some of the talk show hosts like Levin, but I like that you add in some spice. I work for a car company, and it's not good because it's a rental car company where things were really good. But now we're in serious trouble, like so many others, because we rely on tourism, travelers, people who are business people, and all of that, of course, has gone down the tubes, and there is no end in sight as far as how quickly we'll see people jump back into wanting to rent cars and go from point A to point B. Boy, I hear you and I feel you. Because every time it's like if I take a blank piece of paper and I call it mind mapping, and you write a word in the middle of it, like travel, and you think the obvious things, and then you think another layer deeper and another layer deeper. And, of course, rental cars. You get somewhere, you rent the car, especially business, but even pleasure. So Hertz is, I don't know if it's Hertz, but Hertz is an example of that. They're trying to avoid Chapter 11 bankruptcy because it's so slow. And they've gotten, I guess, approval from their lenders to continue negotiations through mid-May to develop some kind of a strategy and structure that reflects whatever the economic impact of COVID-19 is. But they are definitely in bad, bad shape. And they're, one of the things they say they're going to do is they got to eliminate costs. So they cut about 10,000 jobs. I mean, cut them. So it's not even, okay, you're furloughed. No, cut it. And then they would go back to, I guess, pulling some people back in. And then the operating expenses, think about that and think of what it costs out of various ports and where you're doing that. I mean, geez, right? Bad. Absolutely. All right. How about this? This was interesting because there was a lot of conversation about this. And this one comes in from MJ, who says, man, no meat for the burgers. I heard you say, where's the beef? And I laughed so hard. But then I realized, oh, it's not funny because there is no beef, because you were saying Wendy's was running out of beef and they're selling chicken. There is some irony in that, isn't there? And with restaurants closing because of COVID-19, I would think some of the drive-thrus would be doing okay. And they're certainly giving breaks and free food here and there to people to draw them in. Anytime I go by most fast food joints, I still see people in line for food. But I can't imagine that they're running out of meat. There is something seriously crazy, sad, and telling about that all at the same time. What do you think? Yeah, the fact that Wendy's is offering, apparently, or they were offering free nuggets as part of their coronavirus response. Now they might want to take that back because like 1,000 Wendy's have no beef. They're running out of beef deliveries. And because some of that, of course, is based on the plants and the COVID-19 infected and processing the meat and, you know, wow. I mean, tough, right? Very tough. They're worried about runs on meat at grocery stores and telling people they can only take one package or whatever. Even my Hubs said to me, well, you better go get some hot dogs so we can freeze some hot dogs, worried that there'd just be no beef anywhere. We better have a freezer full of beef if we're going to survive this. And if only it really were funny, it's just so, so sad. So sad. All right, here's one. This is a good one. This is from Dennis, who says, Kate, I live in Texas like you. I think you should tell the listeners about the Nutty Salon owner who decided, I'm going to go to jail because I'm going to open my salon, despite the fact that I'm not allowed to, and I'm just going to try to make an example of myself. Yeah, the you know, they announced that the salons and the barbershops are opening on Friday, but there was a salon owner who got 7 days in jail for violating state and county orders to close the salon because of the pandemic. Her name's Shelley Luther. I think she's been, they've featured her in news stories all over the place. She owns a salon a la mode, and she was fined $7,000 for ignoring the restraining order from the judge. And she also got a cease and desist letter from another judge. She ripped up the letter the next day at a rally and said, come get it, Judge Clay Jenkins, come get it. And she said, you have rights to feed your children to make income, and anyone that wants to take those rights away is wrong. So now it was a question of, you know, she went before the judge and she didn't, she's not, she wasn't contrite, basically. I mean, had the chance to kind of wrap this up and didn't. And so she gets time in jail because she's not apologizing for it. And she's got this fine that's hanging over her head, too, as well. And, you know, it's interesting. There's people listening to us in Oregon. And the governor there said last week that some parts of Oregon could start to reopen maybe May 15th, but said violating the state orders, just like this woman did, could result in a maximum penalty of $12,000, just over $12,000, taking it pretty serious. And the woman in Texas, she kept getting fined for every single day, you know, she was leaving the salon open, and that's how it added up to $7,000. I mean, here's what I would just say. I don't know. Does it really prove the point? Is something, her doing that, has that rallied other people or made other people think, well, I need to do that same thing? I think that, especially with the salons opening a week later, it would have been better to just kind of cool her heels and wait till it officially opened, since it was only 1 week. So 1 week would have been more doable, I would think, to wait that out. But everybody's impatient right now, right? Of course. It's because jobs, needing jobs, wanting to work, wanting to be out there. I mean, what happens? How long can your family sustain it? That's the question people certainly are asking themselves at this point. How long can we keep doing this? And the answer is, depending on where you are, in most places we're seeing an opening up of the economy, that's for sure. All right, so we got our Clapaholics in the wings coming up next.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has visited Arizona. It's his first trip out of Washington in more than a month. The president says the U.S. will get through the COVID-19 pandemic and eventually be in great shape.
We're bringing our country back, and I think what is going to happen, just said it a little while ago,
You're going to have the third quarter where you're going to have transition. You'll have a big, beautiful, hopefully a very good transition, a very successful transition back into the real world. And then you're going to have a fourth quarter that I think is going to do very well. And then I think next year, I think we're going to have one of the best years we've ever had.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is moving forward on the next coronavirus aid measure. It's expected to be unveiled soon. Democrats say key to any plan to reopen the economy is robust testing for the virus. They're also likely to propose another round of funding for state and local governments. This is USA Radio News. The top U.S. infectious disease expert is refuting President Trump's conspiracy theories. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
The nation's top infectious disease expert is rejecting the theory that the coronavirus was created in a Chinese laboratory. Dr. Anthony Fauci says in an interview published in National Geographic yesterday that the evidence points to a virus that evolved in nature and then jumped to species or from species to humans. His comments would seem to contradict those of President Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who say they have seen evidence that the virus did come out of a lab in Wuhan, China. So far, no such evidence has been made public, and China has rejected the claims.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 133 points, the S&P 500 up 25, and the NASDAQ up 98. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Lots of nice things for others. There is a connected feeling, honestly. I think I'm seeing it right and left. Every time I pass anyone, whether they're jogging and look like they're out of breath, whether they're part of what I call the Peloton, and it's a group of bicyclists and very big in my area, and there may be 30 guys on these bikes just hauling down the road, and they see me with a struggling puppy, they all say, hi, good morning, whatever. It's great. I don't know that I noticed that before. So is there something to even just that randomness of connection of yelling a hello out and doing simple little things? I mean, I know that sounds, well, don't people always say hello? No. They're busy. They're focused. They're not thinking about it. There's been this like little bit of a slowdown, I think, that's made such a big difference in the actions and the way people react. All right, so the frontline workers, the people who are, gosh, who have handled the emergency services, who are out there and assigned to stressful duties anyway, but are doing what they have to do to help keep people safe. I got one for you. and the clappers are ready for this one. I saw a story the other day, and it was this guy named Dennis Canale, and he's a physician's assistant at Staten Island University Hospital and a New York City police detective, second grade. So think of that. And he's, of course, assigned to the emergency service unit, which is kind of an elite SWAT rescue team, and they do things like barricaded hostages, emotionally distressed people that need rescuing, water rescues, respond for medical aid in car accidents where people are trapped, you know, before the jaws of life and all of that. And he's somebody like me in a different way, because I certainly did not do any of the stuff that he did, but he went through 9/11 and he worked at Ground Zero. And he also went through Hurricane Sandy. So he's seen a few things. And the pandemic is now another thing that he has to deal with. And seeing people that are critically ill. And, you know, in 9/11 you didn't have that because there was the big wait and the hospital's ready. But there wasn't a lot of people because they had all died. And that's what was so sad and scary about that. But this is different. And here's a guy who just is, according to everyone who knows him, relentless. Somebody needs help. He's supposed to get off. He does what he has to do. He goes into the hospital. He helps them. He's on the front line every day, risking it, whatever it is. And then being safe about it. Putting things in the washing machine, taking showers, making sure that the clothes don't go into the house with him. But I think that the clapaholics really need to give a big old round for Dennis Canale for what he's been doing in New York. Indeed. We got another one for you. And remember, you can always send me yours. KateDelaneyRadio.com. Send me any heroes, any frontline people, or anybody who's doing something that's incredibly kind for other people that you think needs to be noticed. This is another one. So imagine you've been through the Gulf War. You were in an aircraft carrier. It has to be a little bit stressful, right? A different kind of enemy. This is a weird, invisible enemy that we are in the world all fighting. But it's a war. Make no mistake about it. And Andre Anglin is reading a story about him. In fact, this one was from Time magazine where I first saw his story. Bus driver in Columbus, Ohio. And he starts really early in the morning and he gets off. Starts before 7 in the morning and he gets off before just before 7 at night. And he says it's like a ghost town. But he wants to lift everyone up. He does that greeting thing that I said I'm seeing in the streets when I'm walking a puppy. He greets every passenger that comes on. He makes them feel comfortable. He says he's proud to do his job because so many of the people that he's carrying even on this bus are going to the hospital, or they might be going to the hospital. So they're going to get checked out. They're going to jobs. They're going for different reasons. But it's not about the reasons, it's about lifting whoever it is up who comes on to the bus. And much like anybody else in these positions, he's trying to be as sanitary as possible with everything, but says he's not as concerned about that, but more proud and concerned about other people and helping other people than his own safety. And for what he does for people in day in and day out, picking up all kinds of possibilities, but all kinds of shapes and sizes of people who are also going into certain search situations as essential workers, or just people who have to ride a bus from one area to another. I would say AA, the bus driver from Columbus, Ohio, should also get a round of applause. Do we still have the clappers? Yay! I don't know where the clappers are, but I'll clap for him. If they come back, they went off to take a break. They went off to get a soda break. But Andre Anglin, we are hearing your story, and I think it's awesome that he is doing what he does to try to make people feel a little bit better. And then there's this another guy I read about, and he's 35 years old. His name is Ben Davis, and he's a social worker at Center for Urban Community Services in New York. I've seen a couple of different features on him in all kinds of different publications because everybody's looking for a story. He's not looking for publicity, but I love, 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 love what he's doing. I mean, it's psychotherapy, psychiatric care, assistance with medication, other medical issues, working with families, helping them, whether it's go to the grocery shopping, helping them with cleaning, employment, education, whatever they need somewhere to feel well in their life, in their community. And we're seeing that suicides are soaring. The suicide hotlines have exploded. People are freaked out. People who already have illnesses and are dealing with it, it's very, very stressful for them and so critical for them to connect. And he's making sure that people connect and in some way are feeling like they're not as isolated, because being in the silos is what is so, so tough. And imagine the clients for what he's doing are survivors already, living through the minefield that they've been living through and trying to come out on the other side, and now we're in the middle of a pandemic. So if you didn't have someone like him there, if you didn't have somebody that could sit down and talk to somebody, could administer medications that they need, that could assess what's going on, imagine what life would be like, even worse, for those who are feeling like they're just crippled with anxiety or whatever else is holding them down in the middle of a really, really stressful time. And you may have people like Ben Davis in your area who are doing similar things, and you probably do. There are so many great stories of how people are helping other people amid this COVID-19 disruption pandemic, and the random acts of kindness are awesome too. Just somebody doing something nice, finding out what somebody in a neighborhood needs. They need errands, they need groceries, they need takeout meals, they need a post office run, they need something because they can't do it. And then others who are delivering boxes of food, knowing that there are people in serious, serious need of substance and can't get it, or missed out on a food line because there were so many that were in line. And we've seen these stories over and over again, and what people like that are doing in neighborhoods for other people should be commended. And next door is that app I talked about where people can go on and they can find out what neighbors need, because they're stuck, they're immobile, they have other things that are holding them back. And there aren't a lot of options for them, but because they live in a neighborhood where people are willing to help out, oh, what a huge difference. What a huge difference that makes. And thanks to everybody who participated in the RadioCares.org Radiothon, because over $500,000 was raised for Feeding America. It was Feeding America Emergency Radiothon. And so thanks to all of you for participating. I know a lot of our affiliates were involved in that. Woohoo! Good job, everybody.
The
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
In the middle of a crisis, now is the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity. In pursuing my dreams, I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's a world of laughter, a world of kids. It's a world of hope and a world of kids. There's so much that we share that is right. We're aware it's a small world after all. 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 It's a small world.
World after all, isn't it? And it feels smaller and smaller because when I say we're all in this together, anybody listening to me outside of the United States, you know it, you feel it. We're here for you because we've had many people on this show from Australia, from the UK, from so many other regions, Sweden, who have talked about what it's like where they are as far as the coronavirus and the pandemic and the relationships of people and the social distancing and the lockdowns and what's being opened and the arguments over what should be opened and the thinning out of jobs because tourism in so many places is critical, and tourism is out the window for now with planes grounded, including all that international travel. And I was one of those people where we as a family were going to Ireland, so I would have been 3 weeks away from a trip to Dublin and the west coast of Ireland and Northern Ireland, but all of that of course, was scrapped because of the pandemic. And the airlines are now talking about, this is interesting, it'll get even smaller. The airlines are talking about, no, actually it'll get larger because, you know, you go into a, you used to be, you go into a plane and when the seats were big, you would be, I would know the plane, I would know the kind of plane it was, and I would say, wow, this is great, you know, look at all this room on this plane, even if there's a lot of people on it. Now that the federal government's social distancing guidelines have expired, for example, Frontier Airlines is offering a new option for people who want more personal space. So guess what? If you pay $39 extra, they're going to make sure the seat next to you is empty. Isn't that brilliant? Because before it's like, I don't want to get the middle seat, you know, but you don't want to get the middle seat. You don't want to get stuck in the middle. Now you can actually pay to not have a human next to you. Of course they're doing that because they got to make up money too. So it's called more room seat assignment. And you would have the confirmed seat next to you off the table. Like, what would happen? Imagine you had some of those stragglers. Is there any seats left on this plane? I need to get on the plane. Well, let me see if the more room person will sell you that seat. It's crazy, right? But this is now the new world. And Frontier is going to require, like the other airlines, in different forms, that passengers wear a face covering over their nose and mouth at the ticket counters, gate areas, and on board when you're getting on board. And then very young kids, they're advising, of course, wear a face covering. And I guess once you're there, then it's your decision, I suppose, you know, washing your hands, sanitizing, this whole thing that we're hearing. They're going to check temperatures before you get on the plane. They're talking about that. And anybody who's got COVID-19 related symptoms, forget about it. You're not getting on the plane. By the way, that more room seat thing and all of that, that kicks in pretty soon. I mean, they're talking about that it's going to be available starting May 8th. So that's this week through August 31st. 18 more room seats available to choose from if you take Frontier Airways. Wow. How about it? All right, so since we're talking about the world, what's happening in other places? Sweden. I mentioned Sweden, and we have had many people from Sweden on the show, authors in our Authors Corner, and we had a scientist on from Sweden. So what they're saying in Sweden is that it's likely there were individual cases of coronavirus there as early as November. That's what their public health agency is saying, but they're not working to trace the earliest cases. They're letting that go because now the tracing thing is big. So in France, there was a report that a man was infected with the coronavirus on December 27th, several days before the first cases were actually reported in China. He was diagnosed with pneumonia, but a sample taken at the time tested positive for the coronavirus. He's fully recovered, so that's good, and has no idea how he caught the virus. So what they think is that, okay, it's that travel thing. Somebody somehow got it from someone that might have been in Wuhan or was in China and somehow bumped into somebody else there. See, that's the thing. It's tracing it that is so critical, but is tough to do sometimes. And then what does the future look like for international travel for now? It's not happening. But when does that open up, and when do we start seeing that you're able to do that? This is interesting. The Bahamas and Haiti want negative COVID tests from returning citizens. Antigua wants some from tourists. So these are places where people want to go. You ever been to the Bahamas? If you ever go to the Bahamas, there is a drink. You don't have to have alcohol, and it's called the Bahama Mama. The people there are super friendly, and of course, they rely on tourism. So at least two countries that I mentioned in the Caribbean, they're requiring these test certificates from stranded nationals before they can go home. And then tourists have to go undergo rapid testing for the novel coronavirus before boarding the planes to visit their beaches. They announced that just a couple of days ago. And there are other Caribbean nations that are considering what they're calling the virus-free certificates. That's what they're saying. That's how they're weighing this. That, okay, we want tourists, but we want this virus-free certificate. And, yes, this is killing us because, of course, the economic blow to us for this global pandemic has been devastating. But there is a push for documentation. There's a push for a COVID-19 passport to fly. Now, the World Health Organization says documentation for travel, doctors, scientists don't have a lot of information about the coronavirus. So what would that look like? And I guess that could be the problem, but the countries I mentioned, they're figuring out a way to do it to the best that they know, the knowledge that they know of the person and returning and the transcription of where they've been, etc. Oh, imagine if you were from there. What if you, I'm just playing devil's advocate for a second. What if you ran hot? Do you ever hear that expression? Like my great grandmother used to say that, oh, so-and-so runs hot and so-and-so runs cold. And I used to think, oh, that's their temperament. But she was talking about their body temperature. They run hot. If you run hot, you're going to have to do something to cool down, because if you're going to have your temperature taken before you get on a plane, you're not going to get on. So it'll be interesting as we get through this and get back on planes whenever that is. However, because of the reopening, whether it's reopening in other countries where they're doing it, reopening in the United States, if we stick to the United States, what they're saying is, you know, with the stay-at-home model, it's, if you look at May 1st through the end of June, well, jobs lost, 18.6 million jobs lost, which is awful. But when you talk about the amount of deaths, 117,000 COVID-19 deaths. If the states fully reopen, the estimates jump up to 350,000 COVID-19 deaths by the end of June, with 500,000 jobs lost. So see, this is the life and the money equation, the economics of it all. Valuing life against economic outcomes, decisions that are being made for you in your cities, towns, rural areas right now. And what's the value of a human life? And what kind of scale? How do you scale this? It's, wow, the trade-offs are crazy. And of course, the data will keep changing based on how it's working, social distancing, and what happens with people practicing that versus those who are not practicing it. Very scary. Scary, scary times indeed, as the models shift and move in lots and lots of different directions. Partially reopening, reopening fully. People that are really practicing the social distancing, and those who are not doing that, and then ultimately, what does that mean for the rest of us?
In the middle of a crisis, now's the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity and pursuing my dreams. I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.